are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. OMG, OMG, OMG. Welcome to OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show, where we broadcast the beauty of your beginnings by sharing God's promises through your story. And I'm super excited because my guest today is Christy Alexander. She's the founder and the chief big heart of Apple Rose Beauty. And her story is one of the most unique stories of how God can take your little and multiply it into much. So if you would put your hands together and give a virtual round of applause as we receive Christy Alexander. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Maura, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. I am so excited that you were able to join in this conversation today. I want to just dive right in because we've got some amazing things that we want to share with our listeners today. And so I want to share with the listeners that our topic today is taking the leap from corporate to entrepreneurship, what to expect and how to plan it. And in order to start that conversation, Christy, I'm going to ask the first question that I've just been itching to know. How did this come about? I know that you were an engineer. So can you share with us, you know, how that transition came about? How did you go from being an engineer to now being the CEO and chief big heart of Apple Rose Beauty?
Yes, absolutely. So I was an engineer. I worked in engineering, business and management for about 10 and a half years. I always had a desire to start my own company, get into entrepreneurship. Actually, when I was 15, we analyzed face powder in my chemistry class. I always said chemistry is my first love. Mm-hmm. And I actually wrote a vision plan that I wanted to work in business for a while, understand how to run a business, and then start my own cosmetics company. Mm-hmm. And so that seed was planted from a very young age. And so I, you know, life happened, worked in business and management engineering for about 10 and a half years. And I was up for a promotion. I was doing really well with the company. I loved the people I worked with, mm-hmm. but I knew I didn't want to retire there. And I was up for promotion. They had already scheduled the meeting. I knew what it was going to be about. And about a week before that meeting, I turned in my resignation. And I just thought, you know I want to start a business at some point, but I'm not quite sure, you know, at that point what it was, what exactly I wanted to do. But I knew I loved to travel. And so I decided to go on an 11-month mission trip to 11 countries.
Let me put a pin in that. You're at the height of your career, mm-hmm. about to be promoted. You know that that's coming. And you decide, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take a trip. I'm going to do less to gain more. I'm going to go and do an 11-month, well, I'm sure at the time didn't know it would probably be 11 months and 11 countries, or did you actually plan the 11-11?
I did. I actually thought it would be cool to go to 12 countries in 12 months, and so I Googled that, 12 countries in 12 months, and this particular trip came up, which was 11 countries in 11 months. And it looked like exactly what I needed to do. It was one of those trips where you were living with the locals in each country that you visited and serving with different organizations to improve the lives of the people there. And so we were living on less than $5 a day. And I really wanted a trip where I can be immersed and continue the journey that I had started years before to authenticity and truly what legacy I wanted to leave in the world. And so my hope was that by the end of this trip, I would have some type of inspiration for my next step. Mm-hmm. And God was so faithful that he did just that. And he brought back the dream that I had from years ago when I was, you know, 15 years old about starting this cosmetics company. But it had a much bigger purpose, because in my fifth month on that trip, I actually was in Thailand and worked with an organization that rescued women from human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And they actually housed the women and employed them. And so I lived with them, held their babies. And so it was no longer a statistic that was just out there. It was something that was really brought home to my heart. And I knew I needed to do something to help these women. And so I combined both of those passions, those dreams, and I named my organic skincare company after two of the victims I met. Their names were Apple and Rose. So it's called Apple Rose Beauty.
Oh, that is such a phenomenal story, that the butterfly that you already had in you that was birthed at 15 became manifested as a result of being in Thailand and actually witnessing putting hands to the actual babies of yes. women who had been human trafficked survivors. Okay, so I have to ask this question, because I know when our listeners tune in and hear that you were able to go on this 11-month, 11-country journey, they're going to say, where did the money come from? I noticed that you did say that you were staying with locals, living off of $5 a day, but you still had to get to these places. And I've seen your photo. You are not a senior in age, like you hadn't been for 30, 40 years and you were able to retire. So share with our listeners, because I need people to know it doesn't matter how old or how mm-hmm. young you are. If you take what you have and you put it in the master's hand, he can multiply it. And if you use wisdom and discipline, you'll be in a better position to do that. So just give a little snippet of how that was even possible. What did you do? Did you have a house when you left?
Well, I actually did. When I left for the mission trip, I, you know, like I said, I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur for a long time. And I always read that it took, you know, 3 years to actually build a business to the point where it can sustain you financially and you can really start making profits. Mm-hmm. And so it was always in the back of my mind that I had to put a nest egg together, you know, put a buffer together so that when I did launch that I would have, you know, the funds to sustain me until the business could sustain me. When I did decide to go on the mission trip, the entire cost for the year was about $16,000. Okay. And I, you know, I had some savings that I wanted to put towards it, but believe it or not, the Holy Spirit restrained me from actually using my own finances for it. And so I had to really rely on faith. And, you know, I sent out sponsorship letters, got, you know, $50 here, $25 there, and God provided. And I remember at each point in the trip, you had to have a, so before I left, I didn't have to have the entire 16,000, but by the end of the trip or by month 7, I think we had to have it all. And at each milestone, yes. It was a faith moment, you know, and the money came in. And I remember the very last milestone, it was the day before the final amount was due. And I really, I was like, praying. I said, Lord, you know, I can put this money in, you know, from my savings. But I, you know, I really felt like he was telling me to trust him. And that was going to be a lesson I had to learn for going forward. And the night before, a gentleman that I didn't know at all actually put in like $1,600. And I was fully funded. And he reached out to me later and said he saw a video at the church that I used to go to. He wasn't a member, but he happened to visit that Sunday, saw the video, and felt moved to donate. And he actually forgot the name of the trip, so he Googled it and found me. And so it was really a faith journey, and really because of the generosity of so many people that were, you know, faithful to give, that I was able to do it.
You know, there are so many lessons in just that nugget that you just shared. My eyes are watery right now because it reminds me of the story of Abraham and Isaac, you know, being willing to sacrifice whatever you needed to. You're in the 11th hour. And you're mm-hmm. like, I can take the money, Lord. I've saved the money. And he's like, I've got another. I want, not only do I want you to be blessed, but I'm going to allow somebody to be a blessing to you so that they can be blessed. And this person who gave this last, now, of course, all the people that sponsored and contributed, but this last person forgot the name, Googles the information, tracks you down basically to give mm-hmm. you money so that yes. you would understand the power of the Lord's doing in your life. So that he wanted to teach you, daughter, wait. I have yes. this for you, and it will come at the last minute, but you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is I who provides for you. No man can glory in it, because who tracks someone down to give a straight money? It just doesn't happen. Oh my gosh, your story is so rich and so full and so impactful. And I want to remind our listeners, because I know your antennas are up going, oh my gosh, but that's her. I want to remind you, Christy is not loved by God more than you are. God loves each and every last one of us. He does not play favors. So if he did it for her and she was obedient in it, and note, she was obedient, she could have easily withdrew the money out of her account, put it in, and paid for the rest of her trip. But the Holy Spirit said, stop, I do not want you to. And it's reminding me of the story of Isaac and Abraham, because in that last moment when he lifted to slay his son on the table as the sacrifice, there was a ram in the bush. Mm-hmm. God has already provided an answer long before you had a question. So before you became pregnant with the problem, God had already given birth to a solution. I want you to walk away with that. Okay, so let me have you walk us forward a little bit. There had to have been challenges and distractions along this path to, of course, you get to this month of solidifying the name. And now you've got not just the cosmetic company being able to, you know, ferment and manifest in your mind and try to go forward with that, but you also have an attachment to how you can serve the people. So now I believe the best way for any company or person to be successful is to be in the service industry. And so your products not only are organic products, they also give back. And yeah. I want to talk a little bit about that after we answer this question, which is, what were some of the challenges and or distractions now that you've got the company and you've got this mission? What were the challenges that kind of came up so that people understand that you sometimes have to overcome some things in order to get to that promised land?
Yes, yes. And running a business does come with so many challenges. Even before I actually launched, there were, you know, different things that I needed at different times, partnering with suppliers for my bottles and, you know, labels and getting the product manufactured and all of that. And, you know, the lesson that God taught me before was that whatever I call you to, I will provide. And so I kept that, you know, in my spirit throughout. And so many things took place at the last second, you know, and it was really a prayer journey. I surrounded myself with, I call them my circle of seven, but it's actually seven groups, and a few of them are couples, but I count them as one. So it's actually 10 people that committed to keeping me in prayer throughout that journey to launching. And so I would update them on all the challenges that I was facing and, you know, ask for prayer. A lot of the challenges you face initially are mental. You know, can I do this? Does this even make sense? You know, because you're really in a true faith journey there, and you're branching out and doing something you've never done before, and really, really just hoping that it all works out and, you know, praying for that. So a lot of it was mental in the beginning. I remember spending a lot of times just in my room, sometimes in tears, like, I don't know if I can do this, you know. But depending on the prayer from those folks and praying myself and really kind of pressing through and remembering that whatever God calls me to, that He would provide. And so I was able to launch on my birthday, which was July 7th in 2015. Mm-hmm. And those first few months, I call them the roller coaster journey. It was really a lot of ups and downs, you know. You get excited when you get the sales, and yes, then you get really discouraged when you don't. And, you know, just trying to figure out my niche and, you know, who my products would actually serve, yes, from a skincare perspective and all of that. But it just takes a lot of perseverance, a lot of faith, a lot of trusting. And it also taught me a lot about myself, that I did have a lot of tenacity that I didn't even realize I had, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think God had to take me through several of those things. And so now I don't even look at the challenges as challenges. I look, right, at them as opportunities, yes, for me to learn about myself and for God to prove Himself, you know. And so in that sense, they're not always things I welcome, but in that sense, I kind of get excited in a way when they do come, because I know God's going to show up in some way and remind me that this is the journey He has me on. And again, that whatever He calls us to, He will provide.
Oh, so rich. You know, there's a bunch of nuggets in that too. So I want to unpack some just so that we can allow people to kind of better understand how you purposefully planned for this journey. Excuse me. You mentioned you had this circle of seven, I believe is what you called it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That meant, just so that you guys are listening to this, Christy realized that she could not go on this journey, thank you, Lord, without support, without a support system, without people praying and or interceding for her. So she gathered groups. She pre-planned people to already be in place that would intercede and pray for her, gird her up like Aaron did for Moses, lift her arms up when she's tired, be interceding for her while she's waiting to get to that place. That takes such wisdom and forethought in order to just put that in place. Most people go out there, and then when they're in the middle of the ocean, treading and getting tired, I need help. Well, it's a little late when you're actually out there, and it's a lot easier to have people take that journey with you. So the wisdom that she took, that she used in exercise to have those people in place already lifting her up, was amazing. And then the mental challenges you talked about, you know, we can, you know, sometimes people think it's the enemy. I always say it's the inner me. Mm-hmm. I can beat myself up worse than the enemy ever could. People can come and say things, but it's the number that we do on our mind. As Joyce Meyer says, the stinking thinking, you know, because we've, yes, never seen it walked out. You were blazing a trail. You didn't have someone in your circle, in your life, in your family that had done this before. This, mm-hmm, was birthed in you, and you walked it out, but you didn't have a blueprint. You couldn't pull out a blueprint format and say, oh, okay, so this is the next step, that you're figuring it out as you go. Yes. And so that's got to be daunting. That's got to be overwhelming. However, in the middle of it, because you had people praying for you and you were praying, God gave you a rock scripture. That's the other nugget I want our listeners to get. You kept saying, you kept repeating it over and over. If he brought it to you, he will see it through. I can't remember the way mm-hmm. you phrased it, but it's the same thing. If he's given you a burden for something, truly he will allow it to go forward. And you guys know Habakkuk 2:2 talks about writing the vision, playing upon the table, so that when you read it, you can run. I'm sure you wrote out this plan. I'm sure you had a business plan and that you were walking out your plan, which is imperative if you want to allow your business to flourish and grow. You've given so many nuggets in that. And then lastly, I want to just touch on the fact that you talked about the roller coaster journey and how you take now distractions or challenges are no longer called that for you. They're called opportunities. And mm-hmm. so that's another nugget that I want our listeners to get. If you look at the lessons in your life as an opportunity to grow, and you all have heard me say on this show many a times, you know, when you fall into diverse temptation, to count it all joy. But in order to count something all joy, counting is an addition game. You get to add to you a different trust in God. You get to add a deeper faith in God. You get to add more time in pursuing and seeking the answers. You get more need time when you're in a challenging moment than you ever will on top of the mountain. So mm-hmm. counting it all joy comes from adding something to you. So she realized she had a tenacity that was greater than anything she ever imagined. She realized that in that moment of her weakness, he was truly strong and he strengthened her through it. I'm so excited about your story. I feel like I could burst, but I know I want to hear more and our listeners want to hear more. So share with me now or share with us now about some of the transitions. So you had this village, you had this roller coaster ride of how to, you know, sales coming in, and then of course bills coming up, I'm sure.
Right.
Because sure, you know, you're like, okay, yay, I made some sales. It's like, oh, I didn't make enough to pay that.
Right.
So share with our listeners and me how you were able to kind of navigate through some of those transitions.
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, I did have some savings that I set aside, which I thank God for that foresight, because I was not able to actually use my business to pay myself until like the second year in business. And so I did have to live off my savings for a while. And I was glad I had that buffer too. And I always advise anyone who asks me about it to take calculated risk before getting into a business, because you don't want to make short-term decisions because you're lacking funds, because that could be detrimental to the longevity of your business. And so it's important to have some type of buffer. I know there's a huge move now to have people use their 9-to-5 to fund their business. And I think that's wisdom as well. You know, don't just launch out and hoping that the parachute will open.
Yes.
That it's important to do some planning, and so you can really make some good decisions for your business. And so now my business is you know, doing really well. I live off of it in totality. This year has been an incredible year, where God has really blessed us a lot. We actually launched at Macy's in their Market at Macy's program in both Atlanta, Georgia, Lenox Mall, and also in New York City at their flagship store.
Tell where that flagship store is so that everyone knows where they can get it.
Yes. So the flagship store, it's Macy's flagship store in New York City on Herald Square in Manhattan. So, yeah, it's that store. Thank you. So it's the one where the big Thanksgiving parade and everything goes by every year. So you can find our products in that store, and then also at the Lenox Mall store in Atlanta, Georgia. So God opened those doors this year. We've been honored to be, our business is based in Jacksonville, Florida. So this year we've been honored to be one of the Small Business Leaders of the Year. Mm-hmm. And I was also named in the Business Journal's 40 Under 40. So this has been a truly, truly incredible year of seeing a lot of a lot of hard work and tears coming to fruition.
We are super excited that you parted the red seas of your busy, busy world to allow our listeners to glean and grow, to be encouraged and impacted by your story. We are super excited about your products being in Lenox Mall as well, in Macy's in general, at the Lenox Mall in Atlanta and the flagship store in New York. And I would love for you also, just in case people would like to read more about you, follow your journey, your story, because I found out about you through a gentleman by the name of Damien, who has a book out called Modern Day Mentorship. And he said, I just believe this young lady should be on your show. You know, he's been a guest on my show and he listens to my show weekly. And when I heard your story, I thought, Lord, please allow there to be a window of opportunity for me to be able to reach her, because this is exactly the kind of story that I know in particular my listeners would be encouraged by. And this interview has been phenomenal. Your journey, your story, your transparency, and your wisdom has been a blessing to me. So I know they will be blessed. So please share with our listeners your social media handles, as well as your website. And if you have a YouTube channel, if you have that out there, any information where they can follow you, join you on this amazing journey, and be encouraged on even a daily or a weekly basis. We would really appreciate that.
Yes, yes. So you can find us anywhere with Apple Rose Beauty. Our website is actually applerosebeauty.com, and then our social media handles are all at Apple Rose Beauty as well. So that's, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and also YouTube.
Excellent. And just so you all know, that's Apple, A-P-P-L-E, Rose, R-O-S-E, and Beauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y. Yes. Christy Alexander, you are truly amazing. I'm so grateful that your hometown of Jacksonville, Florida is honoring you. Congratulations on the small business venture that's taking place, a journal, I believe it was, and the 40 under 40. May God continue to open doors that no man can close, and may you continue to be the light and the salt. Oh, I know what I failed to ask you. I believe you're doing something so that a portion of your proceeds that benefit?
Or yes. Yes.
I forgot both. To mention that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, both. So I actually employ survivors of human trafficking, mm-hmm. and also donate to organizations that are involved in their rescue and rehabilitation.
Excellent. I knew I needed to mention that, because that is the hook, you guys, that actually helps your company, your business, and your life have a meaning beyond yourself. When we can serve others with a selfless heart, God then has a lot more to work with, and he can expand it beyond your wildest dreams. And as you heard, she's in the 40 under 40. So this young lady is under 40 years old, and she's living her life off of a concept and an idea that God planted a seed at 15 in her spirit, and now she's given birth to it. And you heard her talk about launching it on her birthday, July 7th, 2015. Nobody can give birth without setting a due date. She had a due date, and now this is just 2019, and she's sustaining herself and blessing and employing others. If she did it, you can do it. Be encouraged. Yeah. God bless you. And Christy, thank you, thank you, thank you. And may God continue to bless you as you go.
Thank you, Maura. Thank you for having me.
More than welcome. God bless.
Oh, Maura Gale.
Light on,
lean in,
bomb.
Listen up.
There is a thing that's called
edutainment.
That's where you're entertained and educated at the exact same time. Kind of like what I call being inspired and motivated. And of course I call that motivation.
Tune in, lean in, listen up.
Listen to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday.